I'm finishing up the angel diagram. Just there were two times you said not for today, so I'm going to be asking, is this for this day? So the first one is about ring five, and the words are, the letters A and N are in RNA. The question, any point in going over the other letters? And you said, huge point, but not today. It's a twofold thing. Do you know ring 11? So any point in going over that today?
Okay, if you're going to, you certainly may, because you're at it. Hey, Carolyn, the jig's up.
Ah.
You're out of time, darling. So if you want to ask, you have to develop it just a little bit, because what we find is this becomes just like a Abbott and Costello free-for-all. If we just let it flow, it doesn't attach to anything. Just like the olden days where we said, okay, we'll tell you what you want to know, but you have to ask. We have to answer in that context. But at the same time, hey, Abbott and Costello rocked our world. We ain't mad. We like it because, you know, for free fall is good for us. You can tell that by Tuesday night. It don't bother us. It's all fun.
Tuesday night, you lost all sense of proportion and wisdom and intelligence. People fell away. You got rid of
them. It was perfect.
Good, perfect.
It could not have been better. It was fabulous. It's fabulous. Bob enjoyed every minute of it. When he starts playing Way of the Triune God mid show, you know it's a bad day. It's pretty rich. But look at the words. Look at the words. Birch packing. Don't worry, birch packing. It's all good.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then with this ring five and these letters and what they mean, to me it seems it's not even necessary to go into it.
It is a little bit. It is a little bit. It is. But develop it.
Yeah, so I pulled up the angel diagram and I can't even find the ring five or the letters that I'm supposed to be asking about.
Psalm 91:11. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's look at that. That's interesting. 91:11, For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. For he will give his angels orders concerning you to protect you in all your ways. So then this implies that ring five is an angel protection?
No. Not protection, a charge. You got to do King James. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Okay. So what this does now? Okay, now let me tell you something. Here's your little marker. Ooh, we don't know what to say. Well, we're just going to say it. Fuck. We don't care. It's all right. It is what it is. Not anyone or no one else on this terrestrial plane could ask this question and get this answer except for you. Not Bob, not the rest of them. Only because you don't have a dog in the fight. You're easy. You're like, Bob, this is the craziest goddamn shit we've ever got ourselves into. What the fuck? How are you going to sustain this blow of perpetude? How is this goddamn work? But then you go in, man, you go into 90. Then you go to Psalm 91:6, and then you read that one. Psalm 91:6.
Okay.
So yeah. you're more in tune. You're more in tune than you know, and your disdain is fabulous because it actually sets right or right. It right justifies the point to say these people are ridiculous. And we agree. We agree. Now, 91.6, we digress.
Right. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. The ravens.
A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right side, but it shall not come nigh thee. So, basically, if you have the perpetude of Bert, you don't got to worry. Mm-hmm. But if you don't, then you should be concerned. Or go to a bar brawl or to a fentanyl party or to an eight-ball-induced weekend of debauchery coming near you. because when you go all the way down to 12, you can go ahead, 91.12.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not pulling up the King James fast enough, but
it's all right, darling. No, we'll do it. We'll do 12. Yeah. They shall bear thee up in their hands. And we're talking about, who is they? Angels. Who is thee? You. Up in their hands. Uh-oh. Lest not thou dash thy foot against a stone. What stone, Carolyn? It's a goddamn white stone. That's what they're trying to omit or make elusive from you.
Uh-huh.
13. Yeah. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Now, who is thou? That would be you.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to hold you back from your blessing. They're trying to hold you back from everything that works out. We wouldn't be having this conversation minus them. You'd have your place of power, and we'd be stomping with the angels.
Right.
It'd be on. See the rub? It's a presented predicament. Okay, let's say it this way. It's a condemned containment. They're trying to get you in a box, into a cardboard box, living in a box. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get you in the box and getting you to lay down and be quiet. Calm down. You got what you want. You got your grocery. You got your stuff. You got your Tiki Talk. You got your iPhone. You got your little thing. You got your Apple Watch. Y'all got your thing. You got your latest version of Thomas Pynchon's Gravity Rainbow. What the fuck do you want? That's enough. Calm down. You got everything. So just lay down. You'll be all right. That's not what this says. 14. Because he hath set his love upon me. That's a force field. Therefore, will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. Very few can say that statement honestly. Very few can say that. May Brussels couldn't say it honestly. She borrowed it, but she couldn't say it honestly. 15. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. That's where we are right now. If you didn't get the memo. I will deliver him and honor him. Okay, 16. With long life will I satisfy him and shew him my salvation. Salvation indemnifies a satisfied life. It's very clear. No one else would get this. And you got to realize King David wrote the Psalms, remember? This is his cry out for where he fucked up with Absalom. Oh, Absalom, where he lost his son with the pretty hair.
So
we're bringing it back full circle. That's why this is important. And see, that's why you're so perfect to complete this whole place, because you don't have a dog in the fight. You don't, and it's perfect.
Thank you. And does this correlate with the golf ball I found in my garden that had Corinthians?
Yep.
Shoot.
92. That's 90. 92:4. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of my hands. Your garden is as fabulous as you will allow it to be. Not one iota more. You see? You tend it. Well, now, with love, you tend it. Well, you tend it. If something's gone crazy, you straighten it out. Bob doesn't. Bob doesn't even know you have a garden. Pete said.
Nope.
Hey, Carolyn, what's up? Carolyn, something's over there. What is that? Yes, Bob, I know, I know. You tend it. You make it the way you want to see it. You get up in the morning, you look at it, and if it's the way you want it, it's great. If it's not, you work that day to make it the way you want to see it. 7:92:7. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish with what you know. You never have shook a stump at something that you couldn't take a hand on. You've never gotten a fight that you couldn't win. Did we say that? So therefore, be relaxed, be calm, and stridently go forth. Because of 92:10, but my horn shalt thou exalt, like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. So, darling, here's what's happening. You become the standard bearer for what ascension is. You become the standard bearer for what ascension is. And now look what's happened. You've been separated from all that other bullshit. Ooh, did we say that? Yeah, we said that. Now you stand on your own in a position that you become a light bearer. If you're going to be Rai or Akasha or whatever the fuck they ever said you were supposed to be, if you're going to do all that, you might as well. So go ahead with that. It's all right. We ain't mad. Do that. It's all right. We're good. It's good with us. Now what happens is these simple steps provide the vicissitude that proves the platitude. You see? It's real easy. It's real easy. Now, you got to go into Psalm 93. Make notes. This is recorded. You can get all this. It doesn't make any difference. We're just shits and giggles. Let's go. 5, the testimonies are very sure. That's the FDA ones, by the way. Holiness become from thine house, O Lord, forever. Wait a minute. Where's the rest of it? 93:3. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up thy voice. The floods lift up their waves. Make a little crib note there. If you're going to have an apostrophe, that's where you'd make an apostrophe. Say, this is what's coming on next. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waters of the sea. So basically, here's what happens. Apparently, you're going to get an election, okay? We don't know an outcome. Yeah. We don't know an outcome. But Bob has shifted something from Concord to Manchester to Nashua. He shifted something that there's going to be an election. We're not quite sure how, but he has. So apparently, maybe he's wanting something to do. Maybe he's trying to prove something. He wants something to talk to. He's running out of things to talk to Greg Duffel about. Maybe that's what it was. So he's going to see what he's going to do. But then you're going to go down to 94, Psalm 94:14. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. Who is his? Mm-hmm. That's the pronoun of the day. Who is his? And you go to 15. But judgment shall return unto righteousness. That's the right side. That's not the left, the far left. That's the right. And so now what's happening is, unbeknownst to William Irwin Thompson, you have moved this now, the upright in the heart, it shall follow it. Because the heart of the matter, that's in 15, darling, 15. Psalm 94:15. We have to be good because we say a bunch of shit, nobody can follow it. So we got to give you the crib notes. You can go, We're just trying to be easy because we don't want to be, we don't want to be, you know, glib glabber doesn't help anything. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, oh, okay. It's, oh, goddamn, there's another metaphor. Oh, Lord, yes, we got one more metaphor. And I go to 20. Now, listen, here's what you're comparing this to. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee? Uh-oh.
Mm.
20. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee? All right. And there's a comma. Which frameth mischief by the law. That's exactly what's taking place right here, right now. Now, let's read again, just to be clear. I don't want Bob screaming at us. Bob screams at us a lot. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by the law? Question mark. See, then you go to 21. They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. All right. From here forth, everything's got to be done with a blood spin. You're not having any conversation. Oh, wait, no. Hey, Carolyn.
Yeah. Permission. You can freely
permission.
Go ahead.
Okay, please do. Nothing's going to be conversed without a blood spin. Nothing's going to be discussed without a blood spin. If they can't take their blood and get it in a goddamn test tube somehow, a vacuum tube, and inhale it and put it in a centrifuge and be spun out, ain't no conversation. Because you're fixing
to find out if they have spike protein or not?
Yes. And to sort out the muggles, the little ones.
Oh, the muggles, right?
Yeah.
That's
see,
a reference to Harry Potter, Bob.
Yeah, it is. But the muggles are the ones that aren't, they aren't powerful. Basically, the muggle, and the way that, that Roland is a bitch, she's stupid. She don't know nothing. But she made a word that gives a delineation. She made a word that makes a delineation of a human being, a witch, a god, a warlock, a wizard, a whatever, whatever, whatever. They call magic a controller of power. Then you go to 20, and you go, shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee?
No.
Which frame,
hang
no,
on.
No, that's.
We did 20 above.
We know.
You did 21.
No, no.
You're back.
We're doing it again. The mischief by a law is the muggle reference.
Oh,
the mischief by the law is the muggle reference. And so we
got
said
it.
The next, you got to go to the blood. You got to spin the blood. Once you spin the blood, then you know whatever you want to do. It don't make a difference to us. So if we're going to do that, we're going to go to the last part of the fifth ring. We're going to go to Psalm 95. We're going to go to 7 as a precursor. 7, verse 7 is the precursor. For he is our God. Okay, that's obvious. That's pretty clear. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if we will hear his voice, that's what they laughingly talk about, the sheeple. The sheeple are all right unless if they hear the voice of God, you see. But if not, they're just sort of left to the pasture. Now, that was the prequel to what we're trying to say right here. Number 8, harden not your heart as in the provocation. I don't know what that means, provocation, Bob will. Harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. But here's what's going to happen. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, they saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. And it finishes up with 11. Unto whom I swear, A-R-E, in my wrath, that should not enter into my rest. This is the final separation. This is where the goats and the sheep are sorted. It's time. It's done. And this is what you've been, this is what Bob's been waiting on, by the way.
All right. Into my rest, does that mean into the ascended space?
That they should not enter into my rest.
Oh.
It's where it gets separated. It's where it lays off. And it's kind of like, well, wait a minute. What? What? You mean I never had a prayer? Nope. You mean I never had a chance? Nope. You mean when I talked to Bob once, okay. Well, I had a half a drop. I borrowed a half a drop from somebody. That was enough, wasn't it? What's up? What do you mean I'm not in? What do you mean? And that's why we become so flip or flippant.
Mm-hmm.
Flippant,
yeah,
whichever
it is.
Because in about 9 seconds, it doesn't matter anymore. There is no time frame because there is no time. But at the same point, you got to shake these people to say, come on now. Come on now. Y'all come. Y'all come. We'll all be glad to see you when you're there. So they've got to come, though. We can't drag them. You can't make them. You can't. I mean, how much realign can you have to make before they feel better, Carolyn? How much realign do you have to make for them to feel better? Just say it. Just saying.
Damn.
I mean, you got a way for them to come into a place where they can take the poison that they're pumping in their bodies all day, all night. You got a way, and then they have to see about it.
Hey, Ion, here's something. We have a very big account with the Amish. Is there something about the Amish getting our formulas that is significant?
They're pure.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So are they helping so that the general AL2SO4, they're spreading, you know, they're part of the ascension, whole ascension project?
Okay, Carolyn. We want to go on your path of conversation, but we can't. So we have to do it another way.
Okay.
The Amish follow the correct ways of, can we say nature? That may not be a good word. We're not stuck on words now. Don't get us all hemmed up. We're not stuck on it. We don't change our words. But we're not stuck on it because it may not be called nature. They may call it something else. If they have a household, an Amish household, and the bread doesn't rise at the signal, because they know they proofed the yeast, so they know it would rise. But if the bread doesn't rise, and then here's the next one. Now, we're not talking about milk. We're talking about cream. How long does it take heavy whipping cream to curdle? It's like that ghee stuff. It's like ghee. It almost won't because there's enough milk fat in the heavy cream that it won't spoil.
Almost.
Like 1% milk will go. Well, you don't buy milk. You don't have a clue. 1% milk will go bad. It's like blue milk will go bad in no time. Whole milk or 2%, then milk, then the cream, then heavy cream. Heavy cream will last in the refrigerator forever. You put it on your berries, you know, that berry thing you do. It'll last forever. For that stuff. Because there's enough milk fat in it. If that goes bad, soon, the Amish people know what's going on. Meaning, they have something has invaded their space. And they don't believe in evil. They don't believe in evilness as a nature. The Humspreader runs and goes. That's the children deciding if they want to be Amish or not. That's okay. Yeah. That's that process they go through. That's fine, because then you choose, you see. Then once you're married, then you can grow your beard, and you're normal. You can go into that life that is fulfilling. Right? Because they'll let you do what you want to do. They're not saying you can't do this or do that. They're just saying, go off, do what you're going to do, and then come back and get right. Get it out of your system. All right. If this happens in that household or community, we say community, they know they have a problem. They have to address that problem. Okay?
Yes.
So that goes into all of Psalm 98. We're just going to say Psalm 98. That'll work itself out. We don't got to read it. It's okay. You can get that Psalm 98. If you ask them, they can sing the Psalms of David better than you. So don't worry. They know that because they live it. They live it. They know the signs and the wonders. They don't go against it.
Yes.
You plant your root vegetables by the dark of the moon. You plant your seeding vegetables by the light of the moon. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. That's what we do on the farm here. Yes.
Of course, you have to. So the point of that order is there's a sequential path that seems to be appropriate. That's the same way with ascension. That's the same way with ascension. You can't come up here playing the fool and walk in tonight last minute. The first church of the last minute says, I'm here. I'm ascended. Come on, let's go. No, 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 no. You have to breathe that into your heart. Singing to the Lord with the heart. With the heart. And the voice of a psalm. With trumpets and sounds of cornets. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar. Let the fullness thereof. The world is they that dwell therein. Gonna get very interesting very, very quickly. There's some other stuff that you can do, but you're not asking about that. We've kind of ranted on a little bit, and you let us do that, but we were trying to make a few points that were very important because we need to set a precedent that you could play with. Because we want to answer anything you want to ask, darling. You don't have any, goddamn, you don't have any limitation. You can ask anything you want to. We just want to make sure that it's what suits you.
Oh, this is, excellent, excellent. The second unanswered question, you said not sure now, and it was about ring seven and the 12 gates. And I said, are these 12 gates the gates of heaven? And you said, no, let's let that lay. That's going to be a two-hour doozy. Do this later.
Yep. Okay, ready. That's Isaiah 13. That's the burden of Babylon, honey. That's the burden of Babylon, which Isaiah, the son of Amos, did see. Lift up a banner upon a high mountain. Exalt the voice unto them. Shake the hand that they may go into the gates of the nobles. Nobles aren't ascended. They're higher than the little ones. I have commanded my sanctified ones. Sanctified ones. Now, you got to go to the AME church to get that, the sanctified ones. That's like not quite elder level, but it's pretty damn close. I have also called my mighty ones for mine anger. Spanky, mine anger. Even them that rejoice in my highness. Just because somebody's close to you, Carol, and they tell you they love you doesn't mean that they include you. Just because someone is close to you and they tell you they love you doesn't mean they're close to you. Just saying. Just saying.
Okay, so what are we getting out of that? I'm talking about the 12 gates.
So you're talking about the end of the 13, Isaiah 13:4. The noise of a multitude in the mountains, like of a great people. That's what they used to say about the United States of America. It was a great people. A tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of the nations gathered there together. United Nations. They gathered together. The Lord of hosts mustereth the host of a battle. That's what's coming. Now, Bob's going to do this later, and you can play this. It's okay, because Bob's just setting the storm. He's just being quiet, waiting on the bodies to start falling.
Waiting on the Robert E. Lee. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, sitting on the levee. We're going to
Hey, Carolyn, what Bob's been waiting for has arrived. What's that about?
The death. That noise of the multitude in the mountains, like of the great people, the tumultuous noise of the king of the nation gathered together, the Lord of hosts, the mustereth the host of the battle. You're waiting on the battle. You're waiting on, for they come from a far country, from the end of heaven, even the Lord with the weapons of the indignation to destroy the whole land. That's what you're waiting on. You want to see some. You want to see some nasty, Bob. You want to see some blood in the indiscreet. Indiscreet. Therefore shall all the hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt. That's that, Bob. That's Isaiah 13:5, 6, and 7. Just for reference. So you can look it up later because you go, oh, we hear your goddamn words, la, 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 la. So there's your reference. It's all good. There you go.
And when, well, when we are saying the burden of Babylon, you reference several things to Babylon. New York, for example.
Yep. So, well, look at New York now. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's worse than Pataki. It's worse than Pataki. Look at that. And if there was such a thing as worse than Pataki, it's worse than Pataki. Okay, it's kind of like now the businessman is laying out on Fifth Avenue with a needle and a spoon. Come on now. Now, you want to do that? Okay, do that. Forget go to West 64th Street and do it over there, honey. It's a little nicer over there. Go to Fifth Avenue in Amsterdam. It's much more pleasant over there. You can get high as the sky over there. Nobody gives a kiss. No, they're laying in the road. It's amazing.
So the 12 gates, what I'm getting here, then, the gates are all open. Everything is
getting
wide
ugly.
Open.
No. It's worse than that. It's wide open and getting ugly. See, here's the problem. Now, this is Bob. Every inch of this is J.R. Bob Dobbs' fault. Every minute of it. There's not one moment of this that's not his fault. Every inch of it. And we'll whoop the man that says it's not his fault, because it is. What he did was he laid Arthur Croker, well, Mary Louise, but he brought the Croker quadrant, including Mary Louise, into the Thompson quadrant. And when you merge those, what else would you get but Lyndon LaRouche eating the babies, for God's sake? What you going to get otherwise? Mm-hmm. And McLuhan doesn't even know,
Bob,
what he's talking about.
He's got a lot to answer for, Bob.
Got some splaining to do, Lucy. You got some splaining to do. Well, he'll finish his chart. He's going to have to resend the letter to Prince Charles, though. He is going to have to do that. That's for sure. And then going down, since you're going to do all that, 13, and they shall be afraid. Pangs and sorrow shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth. You know, like in childbirth, the travail of childbirth. They shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames. Instead of, now we talked about a long time ago, they laughed and laughed and laughed. We said people are just going to walk up and start shooting people in the face, and everybody just cackled. Just giggled like a schoolgirl. Now he says, well, 11 people in Chicago got shot in the face. And it's like, well, oh, yes, you did 11. New Yorkers found an exciting thing that the police officers don't wear their safety vests anymore because they're getting shot in the face. Now everything's getting shot in the face. Right. All of a sudden, it's really strange. A little girl got shot in the face, and that's what you hear now. Now their faces are going to be on fire. The next day, their face is going to be on fire. We knew that, but we didn't want to say that because it's the age of innocence, you see. It's like, see, because now the day of the Lord has cometh, the cruel bolt with wrath and fierce anger. Everybody's mad about something, Carolyn. They got nothing to be mad about, but everybody's upset about something. They're furious about something or something. They're just mad about I'm angry because I'm mad. Like mad as a hatter, or mad because I'm crazy. I'm just mad because I'm mad. Bob, I'm mad at you. I don't know why, but I'm really mad at you. I wish I had a reason, but I'm. You don't have to have a reason, but folks are just angry to be angry. Here we go.
Now,
here we go.
You know,
Wait, Bob, wait one second.
We're going to have to stop.
Yes, we are. Nine, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. All this, that's in nine. You're getting everywhere, Bob. 13:9, and we'll quit. You do what you want to. We've got enough. You got your minutes.
Hey, Carol, ask about that statistic. You said to me an hour ago about the seven people, you know, seven die, and if they're not vaccinated or something, or if they're vaccinated. Ask about that statistic. What's going on there?
Okay. Thank you, Bob. We're sorry we weren't appropriate. I wish you'd made a better non-physical. You'd be happier.
No, you're saying it's arrived. Well, yeah. Where's it arrived? You mean next week. You don't mean today.
Look, we do mean today.
We're in the middle of the arrival. We're in the middle
Carolyn, will you cite the 7 and 1? Come on.
Come on, let's do that. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. We like that. We're not as good as we want to, Carolyn, but we'll do. We'll do till you can do better.
The words were that seven people get COVID if they're vaccinated compared to one unvaccinated person getting COVID.
Correct. That's correct. Because you're introducing it. Now, here's what the rest of the story is saying that they're not reporting. Every one of those that get vaccinated have a Guillain-Barré syndrome. Every one of them have that with their eyes dropping, and then they start happening, their body starts shifting and changing, and then they die. There's the one that's down, that they're now calling dying of something else. They're not trying to lay it into COVID anymore. No. They're calling it, oh, he had heart palpitations, he had a heart problem. Oh, he had a stroke. He died of a stroke. Yeah, that's why. Oh, no, he fell down the steps. Yeah, things happened. He fell down the steps. They're trying to make it be anything else but that. But this is the whole point. This is the whole point. Graphene oxide is a heavy metal you cannot overcome if it's entered into your body intravenously, or IM. Can't overcome it.
Mm-hmm.
Not possible. Not possible. Now, you can like it. You can say what you want to, but that's the case. Mercury's all right. You can put pure mercury in a bloodstream and survive it in an ascension process. But you can't overcome graphene oxide because what they've done is they have charged bio... We better shut up. Sorry. You want to ask?
Hey, Carol.
You can ask something. You better ask.
Ask this, Carol. If you get vaccinated today, or you have been vaccinated,
you're dead.
You won't be able to ascend, correct?
Nope, you're dead. That's right. If you've gotten a vaccine, you can't overcome it because the process. Okay, he asked the question, so we're going to answer it. All right, y'all can follow up with this. We're good. We don't mind. This is no problem. When you have that introduced into your meat sack body, your meat sack body is changed. All right. The same way that all the hymns, that Vestal Good and everything, you'd be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Well, these people getting the vaccine, they're changed in the twinkling of an eye to a point that they cannot come into their full grace and glory of God. They can't come there because the process they have to go through to arrive at that consumes their cellular strata. They can't make it. Then they start singing, one drop of water, the rich man cried from hell. Couldn't get one drop of water. That's all he ever wanted. It was one drop of water, and he couldn't get it.
Now, we're not talking about you get vaccinated, and that's okay, but the boosters do you in. And so when people got vaccinated a couple of years ago, you said only every one-third had the bad vaccine, mRNA or something in it.
Correct. Now everything does. There's nothing given now that doesn't.
Right.
Even
so if you got vaccinated 2 years ago and you were lucky and you were part of the two-thirds that didn't have anything in them because they didn't want to kill everybody, and you didn't get any more vaccinations, you're okay. You can ascend, right?
Yeah. That's called the golden wedge of Ophir. The golden wedge of Ophir. O-P-H-I-R, Bobby.
Why is it called that? Where does that come from, that phrase?
Because you make the quote. quota of a third that was clean. That's Isaiah 13:12. See, it's all laid out right here, Bob. No, nothing mysterious.
So I'm thinking. I'm thinking. There's not that many.
Did you count the way? Slow down. Did Carolyn get that? That's important.
I did. Good.
Okay. Just that's important.
But where's that phrase from? Where's that phrase from?
Othir. Othir is the clear. It's what made the cut. You were not thrown into the furnace. You were not found guilty.
Yeah.
You were
is
not.
Is that a Bible phrase? Is that a place?
Yeah. Go look up Golden Wedge of Othir. Go look up the gold. Carolyn will do it.
Yeah.
Golden Wedge of Othir, and you can find out the details because the heavens are fixing to shake, Bob. And the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts all in the day of his fierce anger. Everybody's mad, Bob. They're killing people.
Yeah, that'll happen in 1,000 years. Ain't going to come next week.
It's happening now. It's goddamn, what are you talking about? It's happening right now.
Okay,
Carolyn,
Ion.
Okay.
Yes, you know,
right, we had enough.
No, listen,
right,
relax.
No, we're gonna move Bob to Chicago. Maybe we're gonna move Bob to Chicago and let him see. Let him give him the details of what's going down. Maybe
right.
That 15
so,
made him a little.
Come on, Ion. That'd be silly.
You set him up, Bob. You set him up.
I didn't do anything.
We're gonna ask him. We're going to ask him if he's going to congratulate Bibi Netanyahu going back as the Prime Minister of Israel that he said would never happen. That'll be fun.
Yeah. I don't know about that. Okay, so.
We do. This thing you created, it's very knowledgeable about stuff. It's really cool. Yeah, Bibi's in. The other guy conceded. He's won.
Now Bibi's
back. They were going to kill him, and now he's back. So now the Philistines, Palestinians, is it Philistines? No, Palestinians, they're going to be running for the money because Bibi ain't playing now, so it's going to get fun. So now the sand niggers is going to have to figure out what they're going to do. Who the Prince of Bernard is going to be mad as hell when this all goes down?
Netanyahu's back, and he knows about the aliens, so he didn't care about coming back. So what's he doing
Correct.
Now he's back? He knows
he's
the aliens are in charge.
He's pimping. And they had him on charges. They were.
I know. Let's not go into it. That's not. We know all about it. He's guilty of everything. What does it mean? He's pimping. What does it mean? He's pimping, Ion.
A yard pimp is trying to make a position for a place of power for a play. He's saying, I'm in charge of this condition, a pimp, like pimping someone of ill repute. You would be the representative of this incredulous position that would be for ungodly good.
What's it mean to be a pimp of someone of ill repute? Nothing to do with selling sex.
That's what a pimp is, Bob, but it doesn't have to be sex. You're selling something of ill repute. It's not reputable.
So he's going to sell something that's not good.
Correct. Oh, hell yeah. He both certainly is.
Why? What is it?
Because the Palestinian has to... Let's not go into it. The Palestinian has to fall. So Gaza has to come back to Israel. So unless Hosea was a lie, and we don't think Hosea was a liar, so do what you want to do with it. But let's not go into it. That's what you say.
That's it, Kim. We've done
no, I'm
not.
So. Yeah. Bob says, well, that was a great waste of time, Carolyn. That was a waste of time. No, it really
was. Carolyn,
which means it was perfect for me.
Yeah. Play.
Thank you.
What does it mean? Why does Israel have to get Gaza back? And why did the Palestinians had no break?
This changes the Temple Mount. This one thing changes the Temple Mount, which changes everything.
Right. Well, how come the PLO or the Palestinians can't get any breaks?
they're foreigners in a strange land, Bob. They called a place that was theirs that wasn't theirs. They've come into a place where they are no longer from Ishmael's loin. So they're not even good Palestinians. So, no, it doesn't work like that. Moab is a long way away. They should go back home. So, that's all. You'll see, we don't care about the people. We don't care who lives there. We don't care about none of that stuff. Here's what we care about. We care about the Iron Curtain and the bringing back of the temple. That's what's coming now. And we don't give a fuck about the Jew or the Gentile or anything else that goes along with it. We are going on the days that are happening, the days of Elijah. That's what you need to know about. And when you figure that out, the human part goes away because they're not going to make it anyway. We have zero regard for those that have not ascending or ascended. Love you, mostly. Get happy or get out. We're good. Just saying. Now, that was easy. Congratulations, Bob. You hit another home run. Boy, you're like the World Series. You got a no-hitter, yeah. Bob. That was pretty good.
Yeah, am I involved with this punishing of the Palestinians?
Carolyn doesn't like it when we start pinning the tail on the jackass, Bob.
Yeah, well, that's got nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with me, Carolyn.
She's grinning. Look at her. Look, no, she's upstairs. But if you could see her, she's grinning. She'd be grinning because she's like, No, it's the fulfillment. It's the fulfillment, Bob. This is the time when time shall be no more. So the coalescence of all these blessings, Carolyn says that they're blessings. Carolyn says that they're wonderful. But Carolyn sees things through a different glass than most people. She knows what's going down, and she's prepared. She's got chocolate hid from you that you can't find. It's okay.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So when you say time shall be no more, I looked up last night, Revelation 1, Book of Revelation. I was looking for that phrase, and I came up with chapter 10, verse 6, I think, and it said something, time will be no longer, or the phrase was no longer rather than no more. What do you say is the phrase, what chapter verse is the phrase, time will be no more? What do you have for that?
Well,
in the King James
Version? It's very easy. It's very easy. It's not a problem, Bob. You've done this 100 times. Go back to Sasha's note.
No, I want the Revelation number.
Oh, okay. Okay, then 10:6. Do 10:6.
Nice. Where it says no longer, Carolyn. It doesn't say no more. It says no longer. Is that okay?
You got to look at it close, Bob, in the original King James.
I'll look that up, Carolyn. 10:6, Book of Revelation. What do you see, Carolyn? Do you have the King James? You got the Bartleby.
And swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth, and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer.
That's it. That means there's time no more. Okay?
Correct.
That's what I read.
No longer, meaning up until now there was, you created, and then there wasn't one after that. Once the lion roareth, it's over. And the lion of Judah, Carolyn, he sets us up every time. He drives us down this rabbit hole, and then he wants to say some stuff, and then we say it, and then he goes, no, 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 and then he comes back and says, I got iron to say what I wanted to. You crazy man. Once the lion roareth, all right, then fine. Then the days of the seventh voice of the seventh angel, and he shall begin to sound. The mystery of God should be finished. That's where we are now. And he hath declared to his servants and prophets, everybody that's fucking listening, Allison, come on home, hon. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me one more time again and said, go and take the little book which is opened in the hands of the angels which stand upon the sea and on the earth. Remember the little book? And I went up to that angel and said unto him, give me the little book. He said to me, take it, eat it up, it shall make your belly bitter. But
what is the little book? What does that refer to?
The tiny note. There's a little chart, Bob. You should look at it. It's called the tiny note. You should look at it. It's very good. It's very good.
What's it mean to eat it?
Take it and chew it up and swallow it. Rai, Eloi, Tu, Lofty, and Bob. And you fold them up and you make it square and you can put a hot sauce on it if you want to. It makes it very appetizing and you eat it. Put it in your bed.
You have to eat it.
Your bed.
And you have to eat it after we followed Ayn's instructions to put it on its side. It was instructed the other day.
Correct. If you understand, but now make sure you understand the Holyopathic Radio Satellite, the Hadron, the Monad God from 1840 to 1900. Make sure you understand that. And then make sure you understand the Holyopathic Television Satellite from the Me-son, you call it Me-son, my son, whatever you call it. You call it crazy shit because you don't know how to talk English. Triad sex from the 1900s to the 1918. Or make sure you understand that. And or make sure that you understand the Holyopathic Computer Satellite from the Baryon,
the Dyad. You said 1900 to 1906. What did you mean? You said 1900
to 1918.
Okay. All right. I'll let them work on it. They can figure that out.
Don't get caught in a die quark. Don't get caught in a die quark, or you will find out what a bitter belly feels like.
But it doesn't matter. You began this session with Carolyn saying it's done.
You don't need to have
any more. So what are we looking at those points of the chart for?
This is the Grand Wazoo's Decade Dance.
That tells you how we got to this point where it's done.
Well, exactly right. But so now that's what happens. You get to that point of orgasm, and you're like, oh, my God, how did I get here? Everything you do so far in this goddamn fucked up world that you're living in comes from where you went to, what you came from, how close you were to the cosmic aware, how you came through all that, how you laid that as the footstones to bring you into the place that you are now. Then you say, what does that have to do? All right, then goddamn fuck me, Brussels. Don't ever say her name again. We'll take her out of the condition and be done. It won't be a problem because it doesn't matter now. Okay, you're right. Good. It doesn't matter now. Excellent. We agree. Done.
Okay. So thank you very much, Carolyn.
Thank you, Bob, for overseeing and juxtaposing into my prevail.
Your prevail. You don't know what that fucking prevail is. Define that.
11-11.
Quietly. So quietly, Bob sets the world on fire and says, I didn't have a match. I don't know. I'm not sure. And Carolyn, they're the one, we accuse you of being the pyromaniac, and he's the one with the match in his hand. It's very
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, you mute, Carolyn. All right, okay, Ayan.
Now, this is, wait, Carolyn, Matthew, now, Carolyn, the real deal that you really need to know what you're dealing with is Matthew 24:40-41. That's what you really need to know. But we didn't want to say that because you know how Bob is. He gets baldy. He gets all full of himself. And, you know, that time of the month, he gets all stirred up.
Okay, that's very good. Ayan.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Very soon, time shall be no more. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so on Tuesday night, you requested Bert to come in first. Bert came in first, and then you seemed to abuse him and everybody. And Ayan was very excitable. Some people told me he was very excitable, or Ayan was very excitable. What was Ayan excitable about?
We're thrilled. He's made a breakthrough. Bert's made a breakthrough. It's very amazing. We didn't even let him go into all the points that he wanted to engage. We had to make it pharisaically funny and or light. Oh, it was great. It was very excitable from a standpoint that it's there. Bert knew it. Bert knows it. He's got it. Don't worry. He got it.
He doesn't seem to know it. He said, I don't experience that, what you claim to experience. He said, no, I don't, no awareness of that. You're being excitable now. You're being excitable, and it has nothing to do with the audience. It's only about Bert.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with the world. It's only about Bert. Correct?
Okay. That's not okay. Can we say maybe? Because it's what your words may be all right. We're not saying that. You just don't know everything. Just because Bert doesn't say it doesn't mean it's not the case. Bert knows what he knows. He's been to Germany, and he knows it. But he may not say. We say, Bert, Ion says you're leaving Germany. Well, I don't know.
He's in Switzerland, Ion. He's in Switzerland.
Yeah, we're going to see.
Yeah, and he can't come back here, Carolyn has pointed out.
Yes, he can.
Doesn't have a passport. Yes, doesn't have a passport.
Need a passport. Doesn't stuff. Need a passport. Doesn't need a, neither does Venezuelans. They don't need a passport.
Okay. Yeah. So, Bert, so what was the other point? The
you were talking about excitable. You were talking about we were excitable on Tuesday night. So, Carolyn, that's when Carolyn accused of JW being drunk. Remember?
Mm. Yeah, maybe so. So the point is, it's very irritating. So you're excited. Oh, yeah, this is what you said to me before the show, or JW said, we don't know what's going to happen with something. It determines how Bert reacted Tuesday night, whether the tech body was going to be human or not. What was that angle? The tech body was...
Okay, the condition... Okay, good. We'll help you, Bob. We'll help you. Because you got your words sort of good. They're fair. It's not quite McLuhan-esque, but it's pretty good. It's pretty good. All right. What you're saying, what we said to you, we're making reference to Bert's response. The point of having Bert even respond at all was to help other people have the engagement. You see? Because if other people can talk and listen to what's said with Bert, they feel like sometimes Linda with an R's got a chance. Okay? You don't got to worry about Bert. Bert's got it. Bert's fine. Don't worry about that. That's good thing. So the point was the interaction, if he responded a certain way, would have a different predicated outcome. That's what Carolyn was saying. A predicated outcome is going to allow other people to have a potential opportunity for hopefully a regalia. Hopefully they can ride on the Queen's yacht. Hopefully they can come to a closer position to ascend. That's the only point. As long as Bert ascends, Bert don't give a fuck about them. Rightfully so.
I think the topic was about the tech body and whether the tech body was going to win or not. And it was determined by how Bert answered the questions. So what happened? How did Bert do?
That's a race too.
What happened to the tech body?
Well, you're complaining about the outcome, so must not have been so good, eh?
I don't know about you. You're saying, so what was the outcome? Did Bert enable the tech body not to take over by his response Tuesday night?
Play it again. We say play it again. We're going to see. But now, here, can we just answer your question not from that perspective? You should ask the question like this. Hey, Ion, what's the status of the tech body today? How about that? Does that help you? Will that help your position?
Ion, all right. What is the status of the tech body today?
It is very close to completion, Bob. Sad to say.
You mean it's sad to say because it wins. If it gets completed, it won.
It's very close to ascension. It is very close to ascension.
And that's not good for humans.
Ascended. Well, okay. The ascended ones are going to be fine. And the ones in the process of ascension that are well on the way, a la Bert, a la Carolyn, several will make it. And they're going to be fine. But for the rest, it's not looking good, Bubby.
Okay. Do you see, how many people do you see on the Earth when it turns into a rocket ship and we go through the sun and then go over to Andromeda galaxy? How many ascended do you see on there? 15 people? 2 million?
No. More like 3 million. 3,644,000. 3,644,000 fully ascended beings. Now that's whether the tech body makes it or not. Okay, but 3 million people is nothing. I mean, that's what Bert lives in Houston. that's a very low marker. But now it could be more, Bob. It could be more. Could be more. But that depends on you. That's dedicated completely on you.
What do I have to do, or what am I going to do that affects this situation?
Well, you set up the position. See, your interaction, you keep thinking that you're a media ecologist, and you're not. You're not.
Okay, what am I?